Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's Thursday, January 16th, 2014, and here's a look of what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Rand Paul says Obama's NSA panel is like a fox guarding the hen house. Then, Obama's FCC head is confronted by an angry audience over cell phone health issues. And China mobilizes 100,000 troops prepping for a Korean crisis. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story headline. China mobilizes 100,000 troops in preparation for Korean Peninsula crisis. And what PLA sources are describing as an unusually high figure, China has mobilized 100,000 troops to take part in a border exercise as part of preparation for a Korean Peninsula crisis. Beijing's aggressive military posturing has intensified over recent months, with the president preparing the People's Liberation Army for war in response to U.S. aggression in the Asia Pacific. So what's China's potential beef with the U.S.? Well, China has a monopoly on rare earth materials, something the U.S. definitely wants to get a foothold on. Also, China can control our movie markets. They can order films to be edited, such as Red Dawn and also Iron Man 3. But it's not just China that our Peace Prize president is not making friends with. You remember the Russia conflict with the Russians saying that, hey, you know, if you want to say Assad is doing things over there in Syria, you need to put out better evidence than footage of the Syrian rebels with the Al-Qaeda watermark in their video and then say that that's Assad and say that he crossed the red line. They said, no, we need more evidence than that. So, you know, we're making friends all over. It seems like we got Russia, we got China, just conflicts coming around, and our president is not doing too much to squash these concerns. But something our president is doing, Obama-backed Mexican troops disarm and massacre more civilians. Now, these troops are not to be confused with the Syrian rebels decapitating Christians and burning down villages. No, these are a different type of threat. Mexican troops opened fire this week on a group of civilians seeking to keep their weapons in the reign of ruthless government-linked cartels. Now, if you want an idea of what gun confiscation could look like, take a look at this. You know, and they'll say, you know, oh, look at England or any place else. Look at Australia. Look how low the gun violence is. Well, look how high it is in Mexico. Not only this, but we have a president who has the audacity to go down to Mexico and blame Mexican Mexican gun violence on U.S. citizens, saying that if we didn't have such liberal gun laws in this country, they wouldn't have guns in Mexico. But he doesn't want to talk about Operation Fast and Furious, where his administration gave guns to Mexican drug cartels, known criminals. Nobody wants to talk about that. He just wants you to turn in all of your guns. Video: Obama's FCC head confronted over cell phone radiation. Take a look at this.
How many people have to die from brain cancer before the federal government puts warning labels on cell phones? How many young ladies have to die from breast cancer because there's no warnings and they don't know and they're keeping it in their bra?
Thanks for my husband's brain tumor and many others, Tom. Some of these are easier to hear.
Cancer, cancer, cancer. When's the FCC going to warn innocent children about getting brain tumors? This is a sophisticated, quiet holocaust we're exhibiting. How long are you going to experiment with people's lives without real safety standards in place?
Tom, you delivered $1 million bribe to the Obama administration, which led to your appointment. You represented the industry for 12 years. And that's all you're going to represent from here on out. You will not represent the public. You will only represent the corporation.
And that's how you do it. Whether it's a city council meeting, a PTA meeting, you just have all you guys lined up, bring them one after another after another. That's the way you do it. And another way to do it is to call it like you see it. And that's exactly what Rand Paul did when he said Obama is a fox guarding the hen house.
You've got a president trying to satisfy these world leaders. Based on reports, they've given him an earful about this. You have civil liberties as a question mark and a question also about national security. What is he going to do, Senator?
Well, you know, I don't think you can expect the fox to guard the hen house. We can't expect the fox to oversee the hen house. So really, Congress needs to step up. We need to rein in the NSA.
That's right. We need to rein in the NSA. And that brings us to our next story. Washington State moves to block NSA surveillance. Washington State Rep. Matt Shea has introduced a Fourth Amendment Protection Act that would block all unlawful NSA surveillance and lay the groundwork for other states to follow suit. Because this is what you have to do. Because I talked to a guy out in San Francisco. He said, hey, you know, I don't want to be on camera while you do your man in the street. And I said, sir, that's fine, but you know the NSA is spying on you. They can tap your phone. They can look at you on your laptop and all this. You know, they're tied into companies like Microsoft who make the Xbox, who say you have to have a little camera on your deal to even play the games. So, sir, if you don't want to be filmed by me, that's fine, but the NSA will continue to film you. And we're so happy to see these efforts that actually Washington State Rep. Matt Shea will be our guest tonight. So stay tuned to the end of the show for that. Now, Nuke Commander Purge, another 34 missiles officers terminated by the Air Force. Now, we've seen this been going on since the Dyess Air Force nukes went missing. A lot of people said it was conspiracy theory, but, you know, these guys are ending up fired, so that's no theory. You can call it conspiracy, but it's definitely not a theory. A few short months after two top nuke commanders in the United States were removed for minor offenses, an additional 34 nuke missile officers have been stripped of their certification because of a cheating scandal. They say these guys are up there texting each other like they're in high school, whether that's true or not. I mean, you have the FBI having Patsies make bombs for the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. You have the ATF running guns into Mexico. You have the U.S. military guarding the poppy seeds out there in Afghanistan. And that's all well and good, well and keen, but if you text somebody an answer, which I don't know if that's true or not, you get purged from the military. Just any little minor offense they can do, that's what they're going to do. Not just this, but we see Obama coming out in the open saying that he doesn't want the CIA to control drones. He wants the Pentagon to do it, and I'm not saying I like either one of those guys controlling the drones because I'm not really for drones to begin with, but if you don't want to do the administration's dirty work, you will be purged from this military. So that goes out to all the guys out there. We've seen the guys, the hashtag, I did not join to serve Al-Qaeda. But you do have the flip side of that, the guy saying you will shut up and do what you're told. So don't be one of those guys. Be somebody good on the right side of history. Now we'll move to this video. Nigel Farage, Europe is run by big banks, big business, and big bureaucrats.
We are run now by big business, big banks, and in the shape of Mr. Barroso, big bureaucrats. And actually, that's what these European elections are really going to be all about. It's going to be a battle of national democracy versus EU state bureaucracy.
And now we move on to an InfoWars special report concerning the DEA's response to marijuana legalization.
The recent decision to decriminalize marijuana in Colorado has got the DEA worried.
Going down the path to legalization in this country is reckless and irresponsible. It scares us.
But it seems what's really scaring the Drug Enforcement Agency is the potential loss of blood money. Just one day prior to the Senate hearing this week, court documents revealed the DEA was smuggling billions of dollars in drugs with Mexico's notorious Sinaloa drug cartel in exchange for information on rival cartels. This is just another strike against the DEA that's causing the general public to question the drug trade's real source. Attorney General Eric Holder refused to prosecute HSBC last year when the bank was caught laundering billions in drug money for Mexican cartels.
If you do prosecute, if you do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy, perhaps even the world economy. And I think that is a function of the fact that some of these institutions have become too large.
And in 2011, banking giant Wachovia received no criminal charges after they were found to have laundered more than $378 billion in drug money for the Sinaloa cartel as well. But incredibly, as cartel money laundering banks are protected by the federal government, the DEA has threatened those same banks with legal action if they store cash for small-time legal marijuana businesses in Washington and Colorado. As InfoWars has said for years, the DEA at the highest level is nothing more than a smuggling and protection agency for cartels that work with major banks. Unfortunately, the federal government's relationship with dangerous cartels goes much further. High-ranking Sinaloa member Jesus Zambada Niebla recently admitted that the cartel had received weapons from the U.S. government for years under Operation Fast and Furious, while the Obama administration claims the operation was just to track guns into Mexico. Niebla revealed the weapons were to be used for war with rival cartels. Ironically, Wednesday's Senate hearing was focused primarily on drug cultivation in Afghanistan, where the arrival of U.S. troops in 2001 has led to record-level opium production. The New York Times revealed one of Afghanistan's biggest drug kingpins was on the CIA payroll.
The Taliban finances much of its operations by selling opium, which is grown from poppies, which are right now being harvested. So here's the question. Why are American troops now helping Afghan farmers grow that opium?
Back to this decision to legalize marijuana for recreational use at the state level.
This is a bad experiment. It's a bad, bad experiment. And it's going to cost the United States in terms of social costs.
What about the social costs of incarcerating millions of Americans for the victimless crime of purchasing drugs? Drugs the agency itself has shipped in the country. Studies show the decriminalization of marijuana for recreational use could lessen the demand for illegal drugs being smuggled across the border. So what is the Drug Enforcement Agency so afraid of? Well, as states are reclaiming the powers reserved for them, as granted by the 10th Amendment, federal agencies are scrambling to maintain their stranglehold on the massive profits they receive from the illegal drug trade and the prison industrial complex.
And we'll end with some news that's very near and dear to my heart, that being my Second Amendment rights. Hollywood movie mogul Weinstein to make anti-Second Amendment film. Now, this is Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood producer. He's going to team up with Meryl Streep and make an anti-gun movie. And he's going to say that if you're a gun advocate after this movie, you're pretty much going to hate yourself. So I wanted to point out a few of Mr. Weinstein's more popular movies, some of the more violent movies he's produced. So let's go ahead and take a look. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, Volumes 1 and 2. Kill Bill didn't have a whole lot of gun violence, but it did have some. Sin City, Grindhouse, Rambo, and Django Unchained. Pretty much every single Tarantino film, and that's just some of them. He has had plenty of other movies, and nothing against Tarantino, nothing against Robert Rodriguez. I've seen, personally, this list I have in front of me, I've seen most of these videos, most of these films, so I'm not decrying violent movies, but if you say that you're going to come out against people who make the weapons that you use in your movies for profit, for entertainment purposes, well, I don't really understand your logic behind that, Mr. Weinstein, and also Meryl Streep. I hope that you would back out of this project because there's nothing good about it. So that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. Stay tuned because we'll have Matt Shea on in a little bit. But right after this break, I'll tell you all the stories and the things you missed about our trip to the West Coast to document Fukushima radiation.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
And welcome back. Now, the crew and I have returned from our trip on the West Coast documenting levels of radiation. We're going to show you some of the things that you didn't get to see. First of all, we'll start with this, our trip to the Portland airport and our encounter with the TSA. Myself, many of our other crew members were patted down by the TSA, but we decided to film it. They even encountered us saying that we couldn't film, but we said, no, we have the rights. But maybe that didn't sit too happy with them because we got this, a notice, proof positives that our bags had been checked. So the TSA doesn't like when you film them, but, you know, who cares? We just do what we have to do to get our message out to our viewers. Now we'll show you footage of a gentleman we encountered. He caught a fresh fish, pulled it straight out the water, and we had our Geiger counters there and ready. And the fish registered about 60 CPMs, counts per minute. That's about double of what it should be according to the standards set by Half Moon Bay and Surfers Beach. But that wasn't all. We had a police encounter at the Hyperion plant just outside of Los Angeles. We were encountered by a security guard who we thought was a real officer at the time. Otherwise, we would have told him to buzz off. But we encountered this gentleman, and he told us that we couldn't film a building that was publicly viewable from across the street. So we had a brief encounter with those guys and then moved a little bit on down the road to the L.A. Aqueduct Filtration Plant, where we encountered somebody else. But we were trying to be a little more pleasant with them this time, trying to play the good cop, walked up, approached the guy. He said, you can't film here, but we already had our ambient radiation levels because they wouldn't let us inside, of course, to check their radiation levels. But we got what we needed, and we moved on. So that was pretty much it in a nutshell. A lot of great people we met out there, some trendies in San Francisco, but by and large, great people out there in the state of California. So stay tuned because right after this, we'll show you one of your representatives in Washington State who's fighting for your rights to be free of NSA tyranny. And also stay tuned for a special man on the street we shot at the end of our trip in San Diego, California.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Now, you may remember that we had an interview with Michael Meharry with the 10th Amendment Center, their efforts to constrain the NSA at the state level. And we see that there's a bill that's been introduced in Washington that has bipartisan support, as well as the ACLU joining in. So we have support from a broad spectrum of people. And we're going to talk to one of those co-sponsors. He's Matt Shea. He's a Spokane Valley representative in the state of Washington, District 4. Welcome, Representative Shea. Thank you for talking to us. Now, I guess to start this, I want to give you the guy who seems to have taken upon himself to be the poster child in favor of defending the NSA, and that's Mark Andreessen, I believe is the way his name's pronounced. He was the founder of Netscape. He's a big Silicon Valley venture capitalist, and he said, hey, we're spending billions of dollars and these guys weren't spying. We'd be concerned about that. And he says, isn't there a real discussion to be had that's not flashpoint? The NSA is evil, cartoonish. Well, tell us your concerns.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And second, secretly spying on your own citizens without due process is the very essence of tyranny.
Yes.
That is just incredible we're even having this conversation today. Clearly, the federal government, the three branches of the federal government, aren't going to restrain themselves. Therefore, it's left up to the states to restrain the federal government.
And tell us the legislation that you're the co-sponsor on that's been introduced in Washington, because this is the first time that we've seen anything like this put in a state where the NSA actually has a large presence like they do in the Yakima facility.
Well, first of all, the federal government is an agent of the states. I mean, the states are what created the federal government, so it's left up to the states sometimes to restrain the federal government when they clearly aren't going to. House Bill 2272, the Fourth Amendment Protection Act, does five things. First of all, it stops any support or assistance for any state agency to the federal government regarding spying on our own citizens without a warrant. The second thing that it does is it deprives the federal government of any ability regarding contracts and regarding the state funding or using any funds, assets, anything like that to help the federal government in that spying as well. And then next, it deprives local governments of grant money to do the same thing. So that's the first four parts of it. The fifth part is nobody can use any illegally obtained evidence. We define that as evidence obtained without any sort of a warrant, which is what the NSA has been doing, monitoring our emails, monitoring our phone calls, monitoring what we buy, because that preserves the integrity of the system. If we allow that illegal evidence in, we're going to get a ton of court cases thrown out, number one. And number two, we shouldn't be doing that anyway. That's what the whole reason behind the Fourth Amendment is. General warrants were condemned by our founding fathers, most notably James Otis, and among many others, John Adams is another example, because King George III's general warrants basically said that you could go in anytime, anywhere, for any reason, and search somebody's house, their effects, their papers. The Fourth Amendment's very clear that we are free, and our effects, our affairs, our papers should be secure from unreasonable search and seizure. And here in Washington State, Article 1, Section 7 of our state constitution goes even farther and says that we should be secure in our privacy in our affairs.
Yes.
So this is even stronger language.
And when we talked to William Binney, he was very clear that according to internal guidelines, the NSA is maintaining that they haven't really seized your data or taken your data or searched your data as long as they keep it and as long as they hold it, and they can even turn it over to the FBI or Homeland Security and they still don't consider that they have taken it. They're playing those kind of semantic games with us, and your bill specifically addresses metadata because that's another semantic game they want to play with us.
It absolutely is. And in fact, it goes the other way too with state agencies, most notably the Washington State Patrol in conjunction with the Fusion Center here in Washington, where they are working to monitor citizens. Most recently, the million mask march that happened here in Washington State, they monitored that, and then they went and shared that information with the federal government. This bill would put a stop to that and imposes three specific penalties. The first is if you are a government agent at the state level or below and you violate the provisions of this bill, you lose your job. And I think that's a very important incentive to actually protect people's constitutional rights. The second is if you're a company that is contracted out with the state and you're involved in this in any way, you lose your contract and you can never get one back with the state of Washington. And then lastly, the third thing is if you're someone that has violated the provisions of this bill, you are liable for a gross misdemeanor, so a criminal penalty, which I think is another critical component of the penalty phase. And then last but not least, we have a provision in there that gives the people a cause of action to actually enforce this. So we're putting the power back in the hands of the people to actually enforce the provisions of this bill and sue where they need to make sure that their Fourth Amendment rights and the rights that they enjoy and are protected with the rest of the Constitution can be enforced at the local level and by the individual.
It's a great bill. Like you just pointed out, you make sure that the people have standing in a lawsuit. You've got clear prohibitions. You get around some of these semantics that they've put out there, as well as really having teeth in it. What are the chances of this getting passed? I know right now you've got some bipartisan sponsorship there.
We do have bipartisan sponsorship, and that's one of the key things, that the issues of freedom and liberty, they cross party lines. And so we do have bipartisan sponsorship. We've been working with both the 10th Amendment Center and the ACLU to make sure that we get appropriate pressure put on to get this a hearing. It is currently in the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives. The chairwoman is Lori Jenkins. And we have a phone number for her, for your viewers and listeners, so that they can actually call and help put some pressure on her to give this thing a hearing. And
let's get that out. We wanted to do everything we can to help get this passed. What's her phone number?
Absolutely. Her phone number is 360-786-7930, 786-7930. And it's Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E dot Jenkins, J-I-N-K-I-N-S at leg.wa.gov.
Well, that's great. Is there any other information that you can give the audience that would, that things that they could do to help move this along? Because this is very important, because other bills have been introduced in other states, but in some places where they don't really have a facility, an NSA facility like they do at Yakima, this could really have some real effect there.
Absolutely. I mean, if we don't get this issue right, I mean, where are we secure? Where are we truly free? If they can monitor our emails, they can monitor everything that we do on the internet, they can monitor what we watch, they can monitor what we listen to, they can monitor what we buy, we're going to end up doing is self-censoring, which is the worst kind of tyranny.
Yes.
Self-censoring and just thinking, well, I got to watch everything I say. I've got to watch everything I buy. That's why this is so important, and that's why we've got to get this right, and that's why the state ultimately has to step in between the federal government and the people and protect the people's constitutional rights, especially if the three branches of the federal government are not going to.
That's right. Now, tomorrow we've got a speech from Obama. He's got a panel, a White House panel, that's going to make some proposals. I don't really expect to see much coming out of that. I think Rand Paul doesn't expect to see much coming out of that either. He's calling it the fox guarding the hen house. So this is really where we need to put our efforts, at the state level, stopping this at the state level, I believe.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, I hear some people say, well, Matt, this is going to interfere with national security. This is going to put our national security in jeopardy. And you know what? National security is not an excuse to violate the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of Washington State. Both of those constitutions were written in crisis for crisis. And I think we need to remember that and get away from all this emotional push to do that. My wife is from Ukraine, fled communist Ukraine, and came over here to this country precisely because she didn't want to be monitored for being a Christian, monitored for being pro-life, monitored for being pro-gun, monitored for being pro-liberty and pro-freedom. And so I think this is one of those key things where we can actually learn from those folks that fled communism and fled tyranny, and we can make sure it doesn't happen here in the United States of America.
Well, thank you very much, Representative Shea. We'll be watching this and seeing what happens. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me on, and this bill is part of what we call the Freedom Agenda, Freedom Agenda Washington. The globalists have their agenda for tyranny. We have our agenda for freedom, and you can go on Facebook and check out Freedom Agenda Washington. That's where we post about all our bills going forward.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Well, as Representative Shea said, I can't believe we're having this discussion. This is a discussion we've been having in InfoWars for quite some time. It's a reality that's been around for quite some time. Finally, it's coming to light, so finally we can do something about it, and it's great to see that there are state representatives like Representative Shea and others in Washington who are doing something about it. It's a bipartisan effort. But if you want to follow this, and if you want to stay ahead of what's happening and educate yourself and others, a great way to do that is to get a subscription to Prison Planet TV. 10 other people can watch at the same time that you're watching. It's a great way to educate others, to spread the news, and to support this operation. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.
We've come to the end of our West Coast tour. We're in San Diego, California. We just finished the Alex Jones radio show, And this viewer spontaneously just came up here and started talking to us. Tell us, sir, tell us about your concerns about the radiation and also where you live and, you know, how you found out about this information.
I live about half a mile from SeaWorld, and I'm just worried about all this because I'm here and my mom's here and I'm ready to go whenever the radiation gets too hot.
That's right. Now, this man is also a viewer. He came up, you know, in his boat right after the broadcast. He's a nautical prepper, sir. Tell us about what you think about this radiation and also your plans to get out of here if it gets too hot.
Well, we've been planning on setting sail after we both retire. I'm retired now. My wife retires in a couple of months, and we've been planning this for years, for 20 years. And our boat's right out here. And, you know, with this radiation and with the state of the country right now and its denial of what's going on and desire not to know, we you know, is a direct assault, and it's why we're probably losing our country. And so that's why we've been, you know, preparing the boat. We're putting food on it. We're, you know, we have fishing, the whole nine yards. We live about a mile down the road here. Mile and a half down the road here, and it's just sickening that the media is not picking up on it. You guys are the real media, that's for sure. And thank God for you guys, because if you guys weren't around, God knows where we'd be right now.
We've seen the people up in San Francisco, about half of them just didn't care about this information at all. You guys are more south. So are people more awake down here?
There's a large community of people that are awake here, and the problem is people don't really know how to deal with this. What do you do? I mean, you put food together. If there's a false flag event or something like that, they are going to close down everything. Everything will probably be closed down, including the bay here, which the Coast Guard has already told us. I've already talked to some of the Coast Guard guys, and they work with the Homeland Security and the Bay Police and the Port Authority here, and they will shut down all incoming and outgoing traffic. So we will not be able to leave the country. So that's, you know, another thing that's giving us incentive to prepare our boat and perhaps even put it down in Ensenada, which is the next port down the coast here. But, you know, with this radiation thing going on, and thank God you guys are doing that too, because that is so important that we get this information out. In fact, we're thinking about buying a Geiger counter ourselves, but... You know, it's just so scary that this Fukushima and the radiation, and we can't eat fish or anything like that, or even the produce, you know, because they grow it out here in the Imperial Valley, and they've had really high radiation levels out there too. So that's another concern of ours is our food. We belong to a co-op here, and we eat nothing but organic food. And my wife is from Austin, and she's part of that co-op. And so we need to start checking into that, too, because, if it's grown outdoors, it could have radiation in it, and that is a concern. So, okay.
Now, sir, I want to get your thoughts on the Second Amendment and then give me any final thoughts. How do you feel about the Second Amendment rights being suppressed here in the state of California?
Yeah, they're doing all they can. You're still able to get a few firearms right now, but who knows when Feinstein's going to want to come and take them all.
Yeah, because she says, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
And she herself had a concealed carry. She doesn't want you to have one, though. She doesn't want you to have your pleasure weapons.
America has to step up. The mothers, the women, the men of America have to make a decision as to whether their personal pleasure is more important than the general welfare.
These are for pleasure. These aren't about your rights. These are for pleasure. So, sir, give me your final thoughts on any topic.
Well, I actually haven't had any pleasure with mine for a year because that's not what they're for. So that's all there is to it.
All right, sir, your final thoughts.
People need to get themselves right with their spirituality, with whatever their religion thoughts are, you know, because these are in really crazy times, and there's never been anything like this. An event like this could these are just momentous times, and people need to get right with God and themselves and then do the best that they can to prepare for any kind of emergency, get food, and get together with their communities, get to know their neighbors, and try to stay on top of the situation. If you know police officers or anything like that, you know, or anybody who works with the system, try to work with them so that, you know, you have some support, you know, if the bottom falls out of this.
So you guys come on in here. We got two great guys, a great way to end our West Coast tour. We found some radiation, but luckily for these guys, it's not too high yet, but you guys definitely be on your guard. So this is it. West Coast Tour 2014, Jakari Jackson, the InfoWars Nightly News. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.